92.3 WTTS. On demand.
It's George Drake Jr. for 92.3 WTTS, and I'm here with John from Barren Heaven. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm
doing well. Enjoying the rain?
Yeah, it's kind of letting up a little bit.
So first off, congratulations on Beast Rest 4th.
It's a tongue twister. That's exactly what
I mean, it's supposed to happen. You can say it northwest, east, south, but you can't say it in that Beast Rest 4th mouth.
Good job.
How's that? So your music ranges from krautrock to psychedelic sounds. So with that in mind, how do you guys go about writing a song?
We go about writing a song as naturally as the song wants to be written.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of let the songs dictate that, not us.
So what happens first, and how do you get the textures from there?
Each one happens in its own way. Look, the sun's coming out, guys. Let's go outside.
You want to go outside?
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, this is nice.
I think we're in the clear.
Yeah. Oh, it's some quiet out here. It's beautiful.
So you just let it happen then?
Yeah, we just let it happen. We just let it roll out of our systems. And I mean, we do sometimes it'll start with singing, sometimes it'll start with drums, sometimes it'll just start with like a weird noise or something like that.
Okay.
And then they build. I don't know.
Let's go from there.
They kind of build themselves. They build themselves overly, and then we strip them back to make something.
Okay. So your latest album is very expansive. It seems like there's a lot more to the music than actually what's, upon first listen. You listen and you catch things as you go upon different listens. So what was the band's main intention with the album in correlation to your prior album?
Intention was to just make a good record, maybe a better record. And that's kind of like the idea every time is to just try and make a better record than the last record that you made.
Okay.
Wait till our next record comes out. It's going to blow your mind.
So the band originally began as a 6-piece and has been cut in half since then. So how has that change affected the music and maybe the overall aesthetic of the group?
Well, recently we started kind of pulling new music together, writing new stuff. But we also had to kind of relearn all of our songs from being a 4-piece and playing them live to being a 3-piece. And it's just kind of opened our minds to new ways of working. Trying to make the most out of the least is really kind of our thing now.
And that's worked out all right? No.
It's working out well. It's just kind of like, it's more work because there's less people doing stuff, I guess. So we all are kind of, Joe is playing, Joe, our drummer, he's playing drums, but he's also playing synthesizers. Mm-hmm. Same with Adam. Adam is a guitar player and he's playing synths with his feet. And then, we are kind of a very synthesizer-based band, so we're all using our limbs to fill in the gaps,
So, you guys said that you don't like playing festivals as opposed to more intimate venues.
When did I say that?
I don't know if it was you, but I think the band as a whole agreed upon that one statement.
I think we have to retract that statement.
Mainly because, you can walk around and you can see people, so that side of it is nice, but you like a more intimate space to play.
I do like it, but I like playing festivals. I don't know. I think festivals are a good, social release,
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're just playing, playing in a proper club where you get a real sound check is great, but sometimes here at these, no diss to festivals in general, but they just don't, there's no time.
Yeah.
You just gotta get up and you gotta hope that your system's gonna work. And, we're a pretty techie band, so it's like we gotta make sure that everything works, and then we just get up and fly, So it's a little unnerving. But on the other side, we get to hang out. Like, local natives is here. We get to hang out with our buddies and, tell jokes.
So how's Pitchfork been so far? You guys got in yesterday in the afternoon, but how's it been since then?
Pitchfork,
just hanging out.
Yesterday was good. It was filled with people, and now that the rain has let up, it's actually looking like this day might be good.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna enjoy today a lot more because we're not playing, so I'll just get to hang out, get loose.
How is it different from other festivals that you guys have played?
It's smaller.
Really?
I guess. Not necessarily. It's very, I don't know. This festival has kind of a consistent music theme, it seems. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no,
whereas
it definitely
you go to some festivals and it's just all over the place,
Yeah. So from the research I did when I was, you know, learning about the band and as a whole, it seemed like no one could really place you in a genre, Bear in Heaven, into like a genre of music. And your music is almost indefinable. So how would you describe it?
I try to not describe it as much as possible. Yeah, it's really been a kind of a point of contention. I can't figure out what the heck it is. It's like a blessing and a curse, because I don't, you know, it's like when I put like words together, that it's like electronic and rock, and that sounds dumb, but then new age electronic rock kind of sounds okay. Then I don't know, it's a tough thing to do. I would leave it up to somebody, because it shapeshifts. We're shapeshifters. That's what it is.
Okay.
Shapeshifting. The new genre.
The new genre.
Yeah.
All right. So the album hasn't even been out a year, and you know you're touring for the next month or two. So the only proper question is, what should we expect from Bear in Heaven in the future?
More music.
Okay.
And hopefully more dancing.
More dancing.
Yeah.
We'll do. That's fine. We just ended. So for 92.3 WTTS, it's George Drake Jr. with John from Bear in Heaven. John, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody out there.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.